So we're here in Lincoln's Inn Fields, and I'm having a chat to some guys who are doing some things with 1 and 2, the big building on the corner. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this premises has laid pretty much empty for about 3 years. It's owned by one of the world's most famous and wealthiest artists. And it's been inhabited temporarily by people who are very active and very concerned about things. And when they found out that it belonged to him, it was decided to try and hold an event, raise awareness about the issues of the use of public space, the corporatization of art, and as many things as we can throw into one.
And it's Thursday evening now. When's things going to kick off? What are you up to?
We have an event planned for Friday at 4 p.m. Onwards. We have talks, debates, performances, all sorts of people coming in to chat about issues.
And is it going to be open house? Can anyone come along?
Indeed, an open house, yeah. I mean, it's again, this is an experiment in free space. You know, we are a collective of people that believe that, you know, people can be trusted to hold civilized and, you know, interesting times and don't need to pay for everything and don't need to pay for their teeth, yeah.
And how long is this going to go? You're going to be here for a while, or is it a one-off thing? Any plans for the summer, maybe? Get it setting up some sun lounges? Or what's the plan?
Well, this was actually a very spontaneous thing. People came together and inhabited the building, but then looked into the background and decided, well, we just really want to do something cool with it. And we have, in fact, got a court case due, and we don't expect to win it. And so this is very much just a temporary thing.
Yeah, and so some people say you're in lawyer land here. Lincoln's Inn Fields is the heart of Britain's legal industry, really. Some people say this is someone's private space and you guys have occupied it. What do you have to say to that kind of perspective?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, you can't speak for all of the squatters in the UK and people like this. It's a big, big, wide community. But the people that are involved in this project are very conscientious, creative, capable people. They don't cause criminal damage to things. Quite often when they squat buildings, they leave the buildings in better nick than before. The whole point is to live together in a way that doesn't involve, you know, spending tons of money, earning tons of money, living collectively, but also raising awareness about issues, getting people involved.
Thanks very much. Good night.
Thanks very much.